This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hundreds of millions across the world celebrated low-key Christmas festivities on Friday due to coronavirus restrictions, as Pope Francis called for vaccines for everyone, describing them as glimmers of hope in this period of darkness and uncertainty. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world. But the recent launching of mass vaccine campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring a respite. In her own annual Christmas speech, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II also spoke of hope during difficult and unpredictable times.
Of course, for many, this time of year will be tinged with sadness, some mourning the loss of those dear to them, and others missing friends and family members distanced for safety, when all they really want for Christmas is a simple hug or a squeeze of the hand.
Britain has been through a difficult time after the discovery of a new strain of coronavirus believed to spread much faster. The U.S. Center for Disease Control says all passengers coming from Britain to the U.S. must get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The United States is the latest country to announce travel risk of the new variants of the coronavirus that's spreading in Britain. Dr. Lee Harrison, who's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says testing passengers is a good idea, but
given all the travel between the UK and the US, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it were already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
And he adds there's no reason right now to be concerned about the new strains.
It doesn't really change what we do, and it doesn't really change the effectiveness of the public health measures that everybody recommends.
The CDC's testing order goes into effect on Monday. I'm Shelley Adler.